First on the agenda, I would like to offer some opening remarks about this conference and discuss some recent activities of the National Cotton Council. It is a pleasure to welcome you to the general session of the 57th Annual Beltwide Cotton Production Conference. The Beltwide Cotton Conferences represent the largest annual gathering of the U.S. cotton industry, including its agribusiness partners, scientists, universities, and friends in government. These conferences are unsurpassed in terms of their diversity of audience and the number of research disciplines represented. The Beltwide Partnership has a tremendously successful track record. All the conferences organizers deserve our thanks and recognition for their hard work and the excellent job they do in coordinating the many events. In addition, the Council's Beltwide Steering Committee, chaired by Kenneth Hood, deserves special recognition for conducting a thorough review of the conferences and making recommendations for the future, as well as planning the Production Conference's general session program and workshops. That committee's overall goal is to maximize Beltwide attendance, facilitate involvement from participants, and enhance technology transfer. In concert with this goal, one of the changes that the steering committee made last year and has been continued at this year's conference includes a single and shortened general session, which has provided us with the ability to offer additional workshops and seminars. The goal of the Production Conference's workshops is to foster interaction between speakers and attendees on timely topics, which this year will range from conventional cotton, back to the future, to thrips and nematode management, make the right decisions on early season pest control. Altogether, the steering committee has developed an excellent program during the next day and a half. They have identified a number of key innovations and will provide expertise on how these new ideas can be applied profitably. In addition, the three-day conference format, which is this committee implemented several years ago, has made the technical conferences more accessible to a larger audience, which is paying dividends for all attendees. The Internet Cafe is another recent and popular addition to the conferences. We're asking all conference attendees to stop by there and complete a survey that would help the council plan future programs. Also, for a fifth year, conference planners have included a cotton consultant conference, which was conducted yesterday. That event offered insights from the 2011 growing season and also featured a discussion on weed resistance management in 2012. This is a very important addition to the Beltwide. Conference coordinator Bill Robertson, as well as the steering committee, is to be commended for organizing a special conference for this important group. I also want to say a special word of thanks to the conference's sponsors and ask all conference attendees to please take time to personally convey the industry's appreciation to the representatives of those companies who are in attendance at this meeting. As a reminder, this year's sponsors include Monsanto, Bayer Crop Science, and Farm Credit. We also thank all the Cotton Foundation members for their participation at this event and ask all attendees to visit the Foundation members' technical exhibits. Needless to say, there have been many who have stepped forward to make this year's conference a great one, and they all deserve our thanks. As with the Beltwide Partnership, I also am pleased at how our industry's collective resources were effectively applied to successfully address a wide array of priority issues this past year through the Council. The Council's agenda in 2011 was very demanding, involved work on a number of critical issues across a broad front, which included working with the repeal of IRS Form 1099 reporting requirements, seeking clarification for crop insurance indemnity eligibility for flooded cropland as a result of Navy breaches along the Mississippi River, working with our leadership and other groups to reject a series of damaging amendments offered during the agriculture appropriations bill debate, weighing in on a number of critical environmental issues, including the urgent need for passage of H.R. 872 during joint meetings between major commodity groups and Agriculture Secretary Vilsack and EPA Administrator Jackson, submitting detailed comments expressing agriculture's concerns with the Department of Transportation's proposed guidelines on the applicability of the regulation to operators of farm equipment and off-road agriculture equipment, providing educational materials and reminders about EPA's spill prevention, control, and countermeasure program, while strongly supporting the congressional request spearheaded by Representatives Fincher and Crawford to extend the rules deadline. Working closely with Malathion's registered to secure EPA approval of a supplemental label for addressing the boll weevil eradication program's needs through the end of 2011 and continuing those efforts for restoring the label beyond that date. Intervening, along with several other agricultural groups, in the mega suit against EPA that would require its consultation with other agencies regarding the effects of 306 registered pesticides on 216 endangered species, and supporting legislation that ensures agriculture's GPS tools are not compromised by other broadband operations. I would also remind industry members of the very difficult challenge that we faced in 2011 of establishing farm policy. It had to be done on an expedited basis and well ahead of the normal farm bill timeline because of the deficit reduction agreement and a political environment that called for significant parts of the 2012 farm bill to be written this past fall. I'm very pleased that even under these constraints, our industry, through the Council's policy process, developed a consensus farm bill proposal for an effective income safety net through an affordable revenue-based crop insurance program. This was accomplished in view of significantly reduced federal budget resources and the WTO Brazil case ruling, which requires the U.S. to change the cotton program provisions identified as trade distorting. These and many other council activities will be covered in more detail during John McGuire's Washington Report later in this session. I'm also pleased with the continuing efforts to improve the flow of cotton. The Council's Performance and Standards Task Force was reappointed last year to focus its efforts on two delegate resolutions that came from the Vision 21 Cotton Flow Study. These involve the development of ways to reward exceptional performance and apply penalties for poor performance. They also require an examination of the practices that are currently providing incentives for poor performance. That task force met three times last year, and its members are working to reach consensus on a number of proposals to enhance cotton flow. In addition to effectively addressing these many issues, the Council also is managing a number of programs of great importance to our industry. The Council's export promotion arm, Cotton Council International, continues to play a key role in expanding foreign demand for U.S. cotton. CCI was once again the largest recipient of combined FMD and MAP applications, which has allowed CCI to elevate its programs of promotion for U.S. cotton and service our industry's customers. You may be aware that CCI named Kevin Latimer as its new executive director following the recent retirement of Alan Terhar, who held that position for many years. The Cotton Foundation continues to provide an excellent forum for the allied industry to interface with council members on important issues. Likewise, the allied industry's support for Cotton Foundation programs continues to strengthen efforts focused on cotton research and technology development, education, and communication. In closing, I believe our industry has excellent prospects for achieving profitable cotton production and processing. There are still many challenges before us. Research, education, and technology transfer continue to be critically important. I assure you that the Council will continue its longstanding commitment of the necessary resources for technology development and transfer and bringing resolution to the technology-based priorities. I encourage your full participation in this morning's general session, as well as the conference and workshops and seminars that follow. In addition, a wide array of technical conferences will be held on Thursday afternoon and Friday morning that cover virtually every cotton discipline, and I urge you to take advantage of this wealth of information. These are excellent examples of the efforts underway in a variety of research areas designed to lower cost and apply technology to a host of problems and opportunities. I also ask you for your continued support of the Council through your membership and your participation in the Council's policy development process. I hope you enjoy the remainder of the conferences, and I extend my best wishes for the year ahead.